the Dr. Pepper Parade. Yes, friends, the Dr. Pepper Parade, led by that lovely, lively little majorette, pretty Peggy Pepper. And here she is.
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10 and 2 and 4.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Arthur extending you a warm welcome to the Dr. Pepper Parade. With Peggy Pepper, the Pepper Uppers, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, and starring Molasses and January. All brought together each week at this time by Dr. Pepper, the swell drink that's inviting, delighting, and exciting. January?
Yes, Mr. Arthur?
Now, how would you like to play Billy Boy in this next song?
Oh, no, I played him last Saturday at Jamaica. He run out on me. Oh. I don't like him. Oh, you mean the song? Oh, well, that's all right. I'll do that.
All right, then. Let's go, everybody.
Yeah, I'm a singer.
Oh, where have you been, Billy Boy?
Billy Boy.
Oh, where have you been, Charming Billy?
Charming Billy.
I have been to seek a wife. She's the joy of my life. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Did she bid you to come in, Billy Boy?
Billy Boy.
Did she bid you to come in, Charming Billy?
Charming Billy.
Yes, she bade me to come in. There's a dimple in her chin. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Did she set for you a chair, Billy Boy?
Billy Boy.
Did she set for you a chair, Charming Billy?
Charming Billy.
Yes, she set for me a chair. She has ringlets in her hair.
She's a young thing and cannot leave a mother.
Can she make a cherry pie, Billy Boy?
Billy Boy.
Can she make a cherry pie, Charming Billy?
Charming Billy.
She can make a cherry pie quick as a cat can walk his eye.
She's a young thing, cannot leave mama.
She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Don't ever sing, Mr. Bell. What's the big idea, boy?
What's the matter, Red?
What's you coming out here singing the same thing I'm singing all the time?
What was you singing?
I was singing, she's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Crazy fool, I wasn't even singing that.
What are you singing?
I was singing, she's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Ain't that peculiar?
What's the matter?
I thought you were singing, she's a young thing, cannot leave her mother.
No, boy, I was singing, she's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Oh, well, I tell you one thing, don't sing it no more.
Why?
If you do, I'm going to knock that bump off your head.
Crazy Abe, there ain't no bump on my head.
Well, I'll knock one up there and then I'll knock it off. Go ahead, Mr. Jack, don't pay no attention to him.
All right, here we go. How old is she, Billy Boy?
Billy Boy.
How old is she, Charming Billy?
Charming Billy.
3 times 6 and 4 times 7, 28 and 7 come 11.
She's a young thing. Oh, doggone it, he say he do.
She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
She's a young... I fooled you that time.
Yeah, you fooled me.
All right. Hello there, possum face.
Never mind the possum face. Oh, molasses, I swear, sonny boy. You certainly looks wide awake, you know?
Yeah.
You look like you got up bright and early today.
Boy, I get something bright and early every morning. 6 o'clock a.m. daylight, I get up.
6 o'clock?
Squirting it.
How do you manage to get up so early?
Well, I went out and spent a big, sweet, pure dollar for a big old curious-looking alarm clock and old funny-looking parrot.
Oh, I see. The alarm clock wake you up.
Nobody wakes up the parrot, and what the parrot said would wake anybody up. You know, I had special reason to get up early today, though.
Now, why today, my little buttercup?
Because today was my moving day. You know, sonny boy, after living 18 years in the same house, I moved exactly right across the street this morning.
You moved across the street after living 18 years in the same house?
Yeah.
Why for?
I don't know. I guess it's just the gypsy in me. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, now to change the topic of the condensation.
Yeah.
You know, a perusal of your left hand there leads me to believe that thou has received another letter from your hometown, Chitlin' Switch.
Boy, your equilibrium is embellished and garnished.
Yeah. Well, what do the letter say?
Well, it starts up here at the beginning of the opening at the commencement.
Yeah?
It says, for one thing, that my fat sister Euphrasis, she got a funny experience.
Your fat sister did, huh?
Yeah, she went out last week wearing the black and white sweater.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Somebody thought she was a checkered cab.
My goodness, how perpendicular.
Yeah, and last Tuesday night, my little nephew, Astoria,
yeah,
he hauled off and swallowed the fountain pen full of ink.
He swallowed a fountain pen?
Yeah.
Well, what is the family doing about it?
Oh, they're writing with a pencil now. Yeah, and the funniest thing that happened to my brother, Corduroy.
Yeah, you mean Corduroy the taxidermist?
Yeah, he's the taxidermist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was expecting to become a pauper, and he's terribly absent-minded, too.
Oh, he's absent-minded.
Yeah, the nurse, she come in there, and she said to him, she said, congratulations, the stork has arrived. Then my brother, he said, well, don't stand there with your ruby lips flopping around in that basin. Bring him here, and I'll stuff him.
What? That's a nice letter.
Yeah.
But one last question now, molasses. Did you take supper at home?
No, boy, I took supper as usual with my gal, Ducky Pugh's family.
Yeah?
Oh, they had a big old turkey with the gravy just oozing out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, they went after that turkey like an army attack.
What do you mean, an army attack?
Well, the papa, he played on the drumstick.
Yeah?
Then one brother, he attacked it the left wing.
Uh-huh.
Then another brother, he attacked it the right wing.
What did you do?
I brung up the rear.
Oh.
We'll leave molasses in January now, but they'll be back in a moment. Meantime, here's pretty Peggy Pepper swinging up to the microphone. Say something, Peggy.
Well?
Double it.
Well, well.
Can you put that to music, Peter? Well, well.
I loved you well. Well, 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 that time I was fooled. Well, well, I fell. You kissed and you cooled. Well, well. You rang a bell. You came, you saw, you conquered my heart. You knew darn well you'd tear it apart. Well, well. Hey, you, you with the blue eyes, you'd simply drive a lady mad. Yes, you, you with the two eyes, you have what it takes, but you took all I had. I loved you well. Well, 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 I'm left on the shelf, and this is all I say to myself. Well, well.
We used to be your favorite pastime, now you've changed, we fear.
Each time we meet, it's worse than last time. What's cooking here?
We loved you well.
Oh, so well you loved.
Well, 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 that time we were fools.
Well, well, I fell. You kissed and you cooed. Well, well.
We rang a bell.
How you rang that bell.
We came, we saw, we conquered your heart.
You knew darn well you'd tear it apart. Well, well.
Hey, you. You with the blue eyes, you'd simply drive a fellow mad.
Who, me? Me with the two eyes.
Yes, you have what it takes, but you took all we had.
I loved you well.
Yes, you loved us well.
Well, 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 I'm left on the shelf.
And this is all I say to myself. Well, well, well.
Well.
Friends, all America is discovering a new answer to thirst. At baseball games, golf courses, tennis courts, and at picnics, you'll find that Dr. Pepper gets the call. A flavor that's exciting, inviting, delighting.
That's right, Jack. Every day at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock, busy folks at work and play find time to stop and enjoy the flavor goodness of Dr. Pepper. It helps pick energy up.
Friends, if you haven't yet tried Dr. Pepper, won't you make tomorrow your day to try that wonderful flavor? Get a carton of 6 full bottles to take home for only 25 cents.
You'll like Dr. Pepper because energy picks up, you enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
And now we find January, a stranger in the city, emerging from the railroad station. Pulling up as a cab driver, molasses. Incidentally, business hasn't been so good for molasses all day. and he's determined to make as much as he can from the next customer. Oh, run him on, Peter.
Hey, Cabby. I'm a young thing and cannot leave my mama.
Yeah, here you is, Mr. Touches Crab.
Yeah, my goodness, boy. You know it's raining cats and dogs. What could be worse than raining cats and dogs?
Hailing taxi cab.
Yeah. Right. There ain't no other cab around here. Here, driver.
Yeah.
Take my valise and put it in the car.
Yeah.
Now be careful with that satchel. It's full of papers.
Yes, I'll throw it in the cab. Oh. Hey, mister.
What?
Your papers is leaking all over the floor.
Doggone it, I told you to be careful, didn't I? Take me to the Rastus Arms Hotel.
Rastus Arms Hotel?
Yeah.
Doggone, that's only a block away from here. I gotta make myself some folding up money. I know what I'll do. I'll drive this rascal all over the town.
Red Scott. Look at that. That meter's clicking off fast. 10, 15, 20, 50, 80, $1. Hey, wait a minute. Is you sure that meter adds up right?
This here one don't add, it multiplies.
Yeah, well, then have it do some long division, will you? I'm glad don't nobody know me in this town. I'd be ashamed to be seen going home in this cab.
Well, I myself, I generally goes home in my town car.
Oh, you got a town car, huh?
Courtney, I've got three town cars. Uptown, downtown, and cross town.
That driver! For Pete's sake, be careful there, will you? I'm scared driving with you. You go too fast around the corners.
Oh, I thought you was driving.
Oh, quit that. Doggone it, I can't understand why we ain't at the Rastus Arms Hotel.
I'm going to take this ape out in the country.
Hey, driver, are you sure you're going the right way? Look at that. We just passed a cow.
Yeah, you know I was petting one of them cows yesterday when I fell underneath the cow, and to keep myself from being hurt, I reached up and grabbed it by the hand.
Yes, then you crazy idiot. A cow ain't got no hands.
No wonder I got all full of milk, huh?
But look, are you sure you're taking me in the right direction?
Round and round the taxi goes. Where it's going, nobody knows. Suddenly I'm here.
Well, all right, then. Do you mind if I turn on the radio?
No, go ahead.
Strangers in town should beware of taxi drivers who take roundabout ways to reach their destinations. Perhaps you're being cheated at this moment.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
Imagine somebody cheating a passenger. If I ever cheat a passenger, I hope my teeth will drop out. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Go ahead. Put them back in your mouth.
Wait till I scrape them up, will you?
Why ain't we at the hotel?
I'm taking you there by the shortcut.
Shortcut my eye. You've been taking me all around the town. Do you see this razor?
Certainly, you don't think I'm deaf, do you?
Yeah, well, if you don't take me to that hotel right away, I'm going to give you a shortcut.
Rastus Arms all out. You owe me $15.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to pay it.
Doggone it, woe is me. Uh-oh, here come big old E-flat policeman. I better drive off quick before I get pulled in for jipping.
Yeah, Police Sergeant Van Steeden.
Yeah?
I want to go to the Rastus Arms Hotel, and this year ain't it. Could you tell me where it is, please, sir?
Well, you see that green light down the block?
Yes, sir.
Just follow that green light. And when you reach it, turn left, and there's the hotel.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
2 weeks later, the police station gets a telephone call.
Hello? Can I speak to the police sergeant?
This is the police sergeant.
Yes, sir. Well, this here is the man that you directed last week to the Rastus Arms Hotel. I'm out in San Francisco.
Out in San Francisco?
Yeah, so you know that green light that you told me to reach before I turn left?
Yes.
That was on the back end of a Greyhound bus. I'm home.
All right, Peter. Just rustle out of that police sergeant's uniform, will you? What a sergeant.
Oh, that's nothing, Jack. In the next scene, I'm a captain in the army.
Well, just to give your draft board time to sharpen up their pencils, let's pretend you're standing in front of an orchestra dressed like a maestro. I'll slip into a singing jacket and let the band play on.
Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde, and the band played on. Oh, he'd glide across the floor with that girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd now leave the girl with the strawberry curls and the band played on.
At Casey formed a social club that beat the town for style and hired for a meeting place a hall. When payday came around each week, they greased the floor with wax and danced with noise and vigor at the ball.
Each Saturday you'd see them dressed up in Sunday clothes. Each lad would have his sweetheart by his side.
When Casey led the first grand march, they all would fall in line behind the man who was their joy and pride. Their joy and pride.
Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde and a band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and that band played on.
But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm.
He'd now leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on.
Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on.
But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd now leave the girl with the strawberry curls and the band.
Friends, Pretty Peggy Pepper and I want to sing a cheerful little song about America's new favorite drink, Dr. Pepper.
That's right, Jack. We've had songs about how Dr. Pepper picks energy up, how Dr. Pepper is gaining popularity, and today we've got a brand new song.
Yes, this song is from one of our loyal listeners, Pat Chioda by name. Pat is a top-notch Dr. Pepper salesman in Springfield, Illinois. He's taken the time to sit down and write a very special Dr. Pepper song about the right time of the year to enjoy Dr. Pepper. You start, Peggy.
In weather cold or weather hot, wherever you may be,
Dr. Pepper surely hits the spot, you'll readily agree.
It's good for old and young ones too, any time of year.
Its flavor cheers you through and through, it's famous far and near.
Ring the chime, ring the chime.
It's Dr. Pepper time.
Your energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
At 10 and 2 and 4.
Well, well, congratulations and thanks a million, Pat Chioda. You tell all your friends in Springfield, Illinois, and I'll tell all the folks listening in elsewhere that you can buy 6 full bottles of Dr. Pepper for only 25 cents. So get a carton of Dr. Pepper tomorrow, sure. And now we whisk you to an airport where we find Sergeant January with a problem on his hands.
Sergeant January?
Yes, sir, Captain Van Steeden.
You understand your instructions?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Captain Van Steeden. I'm supposed to take a man that you pointed up in the air and have him jump out of the plane to test this new parachute that I invented.
And here's the man you're to take up coming right now.
Yes.
Private Molasses.
Yes, sir. I'm disgraced to know you.
Yeah. Hello, young Molasses.
Hello. What's the matter with you? You know nothing about aeroplane jumping.
Well, I come from a whole family of aeroplane jumpers.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, you see, my cousin Useless, he jumped last week from a plane 10,000 feet up in the air.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then there was my cousin Omega. He jumped from 12,000 feet. Then there was my cousin Formaldehyde. He's jumping tomorrow from 14,000 feet.
14,000 feet?
Yeah.
Boy, he must be the bravest one of the bunch.
No, he's the sissy. He wants to use a parachute.
Oh, so you know it's about jumping out of planes, huh?
Well, I never jumped out of an airplane myself. I'm just going to do it because Captain Van Steeden pointed me.
I see.
Has anybody ever tried out this new parachute what you've invented?
Oh, well, we had a man try it out yesterday. You know, just as a little test.
Is that so? Well, what did he say about it?
Well, I don't know. The funeral's tomorrow.
Well, good night.
Yeah, come back here.
Huh?
You get in that plane quick, you coward.
I'm going up with you, Sergeant, to see how this experiment works out.
Yes, sir, Captain Van Steeden. Now, look here. I'm going to take it up to 10,000 feet, molasses.
Yeah.
And I don't like no conversation in the plane while I'm depiloting it.
No.
You see? So you keep quiet. If you don't, you're going to get some KP duty when you get back down on the ground.
Yeah.
Keep quiet and hold your tongue.
I can't hold my tongue.
Why not?
It's too slicky.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, what I'll do, though, I'll tie a knot in it for you.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'll keep quiet.
Well, all right. Now, here it goes.
Here it goes. Hitting foot in.
Yes, he's taking off now. See, you know something, Les?
Huh?
This is a new plane.
Yeah.
I might as well try it out while I'm on my way up a little bit. I sort of do a few loop-a-de-loops.
How's that one?
Well, here it is, up 10,000 feet. Well, Lassie, you certainly did keep quiet.
Yeah, but I was almost fixing to say something there when us was 6,000 feet up in the air.
But why were you tempted to say something then?
Van Steeden fell out.
Oh, that. Now, you had your parachute on your back.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. Get out on the wing of the plane there.
Yeah.
Now, you out there on the wing. Get out there.
Yeah.
And just jump. Then count 10, pull the cord. Now, have you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, all right. Now, you jump. What is the first thing you're going to reach up and grab?
A harp.
No. No. You grab the string.
String from the harp?
No, from the parachute.
Oh.
But don't grab that string before you count 10.
Well, tell me something, Sonny. If the parachute don't open, can I take it back and get a new one?
No.
If it don't open, ain't there something that I can do?
Well, you've got just one chance.
What's that?
Well, you sort of flap your arms up and down as you're falling through the air. And you say to yourself, I'm a bird. Tweet, 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 tweet. I'm a bird. Jump.
Yeah, then somebody shoots me for a crow, don't
they? No. Just say I'm a bird. But jump and don't pull that cord until you count 10.
No, I ain't going to go. I'm a young thing and cannot leave my mother.
I see right now I got to push him out of here. That's all there is to it. Well, here you go.
Ow. Oh, me, I'm falling. Oh, me. I got to count 10 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was the doggone what? And what comes after 5? Is it 6 or is it 8?
Pull the cord.
Let me see. I don't know whether it's 6 or 8. I better start all over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. Doggone it, I'm stuck. Oh, me. That's my fault. I never did get out of that kindergarten. Now, let me see. What comes after 5? 2 times 2 is 4.
For heaven's sake, pull the cord.
Boy, what could be after 5? Doggone. Oh, I know what I'll do now. 1, 2, button my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door.
He's going to hit the ground.
5, 6. Pick up sticks.
Friends, have you begun to think of your vacation yet? A glorious 2 or 3 weeks of carefree fun, with the broad road stretching over the horizon, beckoning to new cities, new places. This is the year to travel, so get out a big map and have a look at all America.
That's a grand idea, Jack. And I'm looking to the south and the west, to dude ranches and mountains, to historic old cities, to rivers and crystal lakes.
The west for adventure, the south for romance, the east for mighty cities, the north for woods and fishing. And friends, all of you who are thinking of traveling this year, remember that when you're on the road, you'll see displayed the signs of America's new favorite drink, Dr. Pepper.
Absolutely, Jack. Folks everywhere know the famous sign of the Dr. Pepper clock, pointing out the hours of 10, 2, and 4, three wonderful times to swing energy up with a cold bottle of Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper makes whatever you're doing seem more fun. After golf, tennis, swimming, baseball, or horseback riding, a cold bottle of Dr. Pepper is a mighty welcome refreshment.
Get a carton of Dr. Pepper tomorrow, sure. 6 full bottles for only 25 cents. Energy picks up. You enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
Peggy.
Yes, Jack?
This is our time for romance. So just snuggle over here in a private corner, will you?
Oh, Jack. Just an orchestra, an audience, and you in the moonlight.
Tonight at sunlight, Peggy. Says so here in the paper. Look, the sun came out today. Well, let it come.
Take a look at happy me. There's the changes you can see.
I could jump right out of my skin. Oh, what a mood we're in. Goodbye to cloudy skies.
It's great to have sunny weather.
Now we can have fun together.
The sun came out today.
Oh, Sal has put me wise.
We're quitting our job as mourners.
Our fortune's around the corner.
The sun came out today. I was just a hopeless case. No wonder I feel so mopey.
You could see it in my face. I guess that my name was Mr. Dopey. I looked into your eyes.
Then suddenly fortune shifted.
The curtain of darkness lifted.
And I could shout hooray.
As the sun came out today.
Goodbye to cloudy skies. Great to have sunny weather.
Now we can have fun together.
The sun came out today.
Put us wise. We're quitting our job as mourners.
Our fortune's around the corner.
The sun came out today.
For she was just a hopeless case.
No wonder I feel so moping.
And you could see it in his face.
I guess that my name was Mr. Dobie.
When he looked into her eyes, suddenly fortune shifted.
The curtain of darkness lifted.
And we could shout hooray.
But the sun came out today.
Yeah, come here. Come here, Manassas.
What you want?
Listen here, sonny boy. I started parachute jumping. Were you ever in the real war?
Well, certainly, I'll tell the kind world I was in the war. Boy, I was right where the ammunition was the thickest.
Whereabouts?
Underneath the ammunition wagon.
Quit that.
Boy, I was a fighting piece of plunder. I was way over there.
You was, huh?
Certainly, I was a fifth lieutenant.
What you talking about? There ain't but two lieutenants in the army.
Huh?
First lieutenant and the second lieutenant, that's all.
Boy, I was the fifth lieutenant, and I can prove it.
You can prove it? Well, go ahead and prove it to me.
Remember that big old trench you and me was fighting in over there in the Ogoni?
Yeah, I know that.
Remember that great big old oak tree that was right behind that trench?
Yeah, I remember the tree.
You remember the morning when the enemy come over the top?
I do.
I was the fifth lieutenant up that tree.
Oh, man.
Yes, friends, next week the boys will still be in the Army. So don't forget to tune your dial this way again for Molasses in January, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, the Pepper Uppers, yours truly, Jack Arthur, and, of course, Pretty Peggy Pepper, who'll again sing...
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10, 2, and 4.
Good night, all.
And don't think it hasn't been charming.